Yo, Cape Town, I'm back again. So you know you hear from me in the morning, just tackling the outdoors. But now, I got a homie from my block. Yeah, so his name is Tariq Plankenberg, and he's a local rapper. He goes by the name of OTG. Damn, brah. We come from way back. So now we're gonna tell the listeners more about those times and things like that. And yeah, Jesse, what do you say, brah?
I have nothing to say, actually.
You are right. Okay, so, yeah, we can start this. So, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm dead. Like, I can't complain.
That's what I like to hear.
I saw when it got closer to the time, and then he started getting a bit nervous. There's no need to be nervous, man. It's good. So, look here, can you please tell the listeners more about yourself?
Well, I'm 16 years old. I'm from Strandfontein Village. I attend Strandfontein High School. Yeah, that's basically all I have for now.
Yeah, so how did you get into rap, or what inspired you to start rapping?
Well, about 4 or 5 years ago, I tried writing some lyrics down, but I just wasn't feeling it. I knew it's not made for me.
Yeah.
But a couple of months ago, after listening heavy to Biggie, Tupac, Young M.A., you know, hip-hop rappers.
Yeah.
It just flew right through me. When I put the pen down on the page, it just kept flowing. And then, I don't know, it just became easier and easier.
Yeah, so who would be your favorite if you had to choose between Biggie and Tupac and all the top stars? Who would be your favorite rapper? That would be like, you look up to that person as a role model?
Well, to be honest, that would be Tupac.
Tupac.
Because Tupac made himself. He made himself, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, he didn't need anyone else to bring him in the game. He brought himself into the game.
Yeah. And what did you say about Biggie?
Biggie, like you saw, Biggie was a hustler.
Yeah.
You know, selling drugs and doing all sorts of illegal activities and such stuff. Well, I would say that he never actually learned by his mistakes until it was close to the time that he was shot.
Yeah. So, okay. So, yeah, I'm also a Tupac fan, you know.
West Side,
West Coast, all the way.
Yeah, all the way, yeah.
Tariq, can you tell us what type of topics do you cover in your songs?
Well, you see, when it comes to rap, there are various topics that you can cover. You can, first of all, you can represent where you're from. You can tell people who you are. You can maybe expose some things that you don't like that might be going on in the streets. And,
yeah,
you know, just getting out, just trying to get people to listen to your music. But most of all, I think it's about representing yourself, telling people who you are, so that they can know who you are and then start listening to you more and understand where you're from, you know.
And when you start writing your lyrics, what inspires you to write about what you write?
Well, I don't really have an answer to that question, because most of the time it's just when I get to that point and I start writing down lyrics, I'm just in my own zone. It's just
straight from the mind.
Straight from the mind. Just keep it flowing.
So listen, for the listeners who don't know who you are, could you please give us the definition of OTG?
OTG stands for Out the Gutter, meaning I've experienced the struggle and now I'm trying to make a change.
Yeah.
Trying to show people that no matter where you're from, you can rise to the top if you just believe in it. Because I mean, as you know, a lot of people in our neighborhood are now on drugs, but 4 years ago they were decent teenagers.
Yeah, truly.
Who had an honest living, and now you see them on drugs.
Yeah.
So that's basically what I'm representing. I'm representing the village.
The village, yeah. Straight from the CPT.
Tariq, how do you juggle school and being a rapper?
Well, school first, obviously. I mean, I have a whole day at school. After I get home from school, you know, I have free time, unless otherwise. And I just start writing whatever, but recently I've been writing more often than usual.
And what are some of the challenges that you faced, like, in everyday life?
Well, to be honest, there were a lot of those. From an abusive stepfather to, you know, experiencing how people interact with drugs and selling these things, criminal activities, you know.
Yeah.
Like, really, rock bottom.
So, what are your future plans for your rap career?
Well, hopefully. First of all, I'd like to say thank you to RX Radio for having me here today. And hopefully this might create some exposure for me and get my name out there, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And before we go, you were practicing all the time, saying, spitting words and rhymes while we were on our way to the hospital. So what do you say? Was that a freestyle or something I'm hearing?
It was a freestyle.
Oh! So there you have it, Cape Town, eh? Before we leave, he's giving us a freestyle.
Turn it up. Needed to pump in the headphones. OTG. Inmates. Bag full of dreams, guess I fill it with dough. Spitting on the microphone, rip up the soap. Shut up. Wait, okay, let me go again. Keep your mouth shut, case closed. Hustling, gotta eat. Skinny G, all about me. Change it to the feed, village where I be in the, where the G's be. Heavy on your knees, stripping split at the scene. Chopping it on his beat. Undefeated, yes, I guess I'm the best, better than the rest. Coming off fresh, off the top. Yeah, watch it, how this beat drop. Ain't no flopping, ain't no stopping. I'm just hopping off this track like I'm hopscotchin.
Oh, yeah, we had it.
I got more.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. OTG. Stranger to defeat, village where I be. Haters getting mad, killing this with ease. Messing with me, messing with the beast. Ooh, got the beast unleashed. Out the gutter, man, I'm from the streets. Heavy begging on your knees, achieve this dream of mine. I be on my grind, putting in after time, over time, time after time. Yeah, nigga, the tight line. my bad. RX Radio, we be going live. Shout out to Red Cross Source, saving kids' lives, yeah. Can you feel that vibe? Yeah. It's my time to sign. OTG, OTG, no, out at the gutter.
Yeah.
Man, I'm sorry for my stutter. It's my first time in the booth. Sorry, man.
Now we understand. It's cool. You killed it, eh? But obviously, we would get to hear again. What do you say, Jesse?
Yes, we would like to hear from you again. And thank you, Tariq, for the live freestyle app and the interview. I hope you enjoyed it.
Thank you. I appreciate it a lot, guys.